Hosanna, a Fellowship of Christians.
Good morning, Hosanna. Is my microphone on? Hello? There? Okay, great. All right, it's good to see all of you here today, those of you who are here. And we welcome those of you who are here online. We are going to have a Thanksgiving celebration service today. Jehovah means the Lord, and God has numerous names. Some people say there are as many as 270, because it's impossible to describe him with just one name or a few names. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. Jehovah Shema, the Lord is present. And it goes on and on and on. And so this Thanksgiving week, let's be extra aware that God is the one who is the source of all we need. He is all we need. And we're going to join together and sing Jehovah Jireh.
Jehovah Jireh, won't you come and give us life? Jehovah Rapha, won't you come and heal us now? He will breathe and restore the weary heart. Yes, he will. He will restore.
Oh, Well, good morning, everyone. It's good to see all of you this morning. And hello to our friends on the live stream. We have a few announcements for you this morning. If you can believe it, Thanksgiving is this week. And we have been busily preparing to be a part of the community Thanksgiving meal. We're going to be feeding close to 500 people this week through takeout. Okay, we still have a few grocery items and ingredients that we need, so please check your online bulletin. Everything you need to know is on that bulletin. We also need a few more volunteers, so if you would like to help or donate food, check the online bulletin or check in with Sherry Allen. Sherry, wave your hand so they know who you are. Yes. The Sunday school class, Surrender to Love, will not be meeting today, but will resume next Sunday.
No.
Oh, it's done.
Yes.
It's done. Surrender to Love is done.
We're all surrendered.
They already surrendered to love. Yes. I'm glad I have the teachers up here to just fill me in. And also at the end of the service today, for those folks online, we're going to be celebrating communion. So you have a little bit of time till then to grab some bread, something to drink, and that way we can all participate in communion together. And just one more thing I would like to say is just a continued big thank you to all of you who are wearing face masks and practicing social distancing. It means a lot to our congregation that we're honoring everyone in that way. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And I get to give a couple additional announcements this morning. One is that we've just been trading some email messages over the past couple of days with our friends Carl and Jackie Sands, whom you know are in another country, caring for some of those who are serving people in those in that region. It's left kind of vague because it's one of those countries where you don't want to say too much. Anyway, COVID, they went last fall, and then COVID just really hit them. They had to come back in the spring because they really weren't able to function because it got so bad. They returned in the fall, and now once again, because of this second wave that is affecting the rest of the world too, they have been restricted again. So they're coming back home, and this time they're going to stay. And Carl's given us permission to let you know that that will occur over the next few weeks. And they're just asking for prayer because it's hard over there right now, and they're also having to make transition plans yet again. And that means moving their whole lives back to here. And that means finding a place to resume life back here. So please be in prayer for Carl and Jackie, and even if you know of some way that you might be able to help them, because they will be needing some housing or something like that, or have some ideas, that would be wonderful. The other thing is that we are going to have a congregational meeting at some point this year. We're a congregational church. We're not part of a denomination, so that's a requirement in our bylaws. Once a year, we need to do that. Normally, there's no set time, but normally we do that over the summer, sometime between June and August. Well, we were in the middle of all this. So we said it'll get better before the year is over. It has. And we're running out of time for the calendar year, so we said, how can we do this in the most simple way possible? We're not going to have a physical meeting. That's just not going to work for so many people. And having a live stream is wonderful for a service, but it's not really two-way communication. So if we're not going to have two-way communication, this is what we decided on. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a recorded congregational meeting. A bunch of reports about the good stuff, and it really is encouraging, about the good stuff that God is doing. They've all been put together in a video that's less than an hour, considerably less than an hour, that is available on our website that you can go in, you can listen to that, and we're going to have that available for 2 weeks. Where does the two-way conversation come in? You can email any questions that you have, and there's instructions on there, but info@hosannalytics.org, that's kind of our generic email address. We'll direct it to the appropriate person, get you an answer. And I keep joking, you know, if we get 12 people asking the same question, obviously we didn't communicate something very well. We'll do that. But hopefully it's all fairly straightforward. It feels that way. Mm-hmm. And then there are, we do have to vote for officers, and there are two positions that are up for election, and that's all explained. There's a report in their nominating committee, but there's also on that same webpage a link to a very, very simple online tool that you can just click. You know, if you affirm the choices of the nominating committee. If for some reason you don't have a computer or somebody doesn't and they need some help, we can help you out at the office. But hopefully we're trying to keep it as simple as possible, but also to be able to communicate to you, inform you about what's been going on. If you're on our master email distribution list, you got an email about this on Friday, about 5 o'clock. If you didn't, or if you're not on that list, let the office know and we'll get you on that list, or we'll forward you that email, or we'll just give you the link. We are not advertising this to the general public, obviously. This is a congregational meeting, so you're going to need to know what the link is in order to be able to find it. I think that's it. That's enough logistics. Mm-hmm. Let's get that out of the way. How about we go back to worshiping?
All right. Well, good morning. Christian theologian Meister Eckhart said, "If the only prayer you say in your entire life is thank you, that would suffice." Today, we're not going to offer a sermon that explains what gratitude is or why we should have more of it or why we should express gratitude more often. We all know that. We all know that we have a lot to be thankful for, right? We know we should express gratitude more often, and it's good for the mind and soul. You know, doctors keep saying over and over that living in a spirit and a heart of gratitude is actually good physically for our bodies. It's good for our relationships. It's good for our health, for every aspect of life. It's hard to be unhappy when you're grateful, isn't it? So this service is an opportunity to be grateful, plain and simple. We're going to pray together throughout the service a Thanksgiving prayer, which was written by Howard Thurman. He was an African-American theologian and pastor. There will be lines for the congregation to read and also for individual voices. And after each stanza of that prayer poem, we're going to reflect on its meaning for us and notice how God might be inviting every one of us to apply it to our own lives, how we might be applying it as a congregation, and then we're going to sing a song. As Deb said, near the end of the service, we're going to celebrate communion together. And so, just a reminder, if you haven't done it yet, those of you live streaming, go find some bread and a cup with something in it so you'll be ready to join in with us later.
Let us pray this together. Today, I make my sacrament of thanksgiving. I begin with the simple things of my days. Fresh air to breathe.
Cool water to drink. The taste of food. The protection of houses and clothes. The comforts of home.
For all these, I make an act of thanksgiving this day.
Let's take a moment to acknowledge God's presence here in our lives, here among us, and out. We are connected through the Holy Spirit to every one of you who's watching right now. So let's take a moment and acknowledge and thank God for all of these simple things in our lives, all the simple pleasures that we take for granted, like breathing, eating, tasting, all of our senses, safety, comfort. Let's take a moment and thank God.
It's your breath.
Now it is your turn again. I bring to mind all the warmth of humankind that I have known.
My mother's arms, the strength of my father, the playmates of my childhood.
The wonderful stories brought to me from the lives of many who talked of days gone by when fairies and giants and all kinds of magic held sway.
The tears I have shed, the tears I have seen, the excitement of laughter and the twinkle in the eye with its reminder that life is good.
For all these, I make an act of thanksgiving this day. Let us pause once again. We're going to do that at the end of each of these stanzas. And this time, let us acknowledge and thank God for all the relationships that He's provided to each one of us in the past. And think here, perhaps if you've enjoyed this, nurturing parents and teachers and friends, other relatives, other relationships. But in the act of remembering, of course, we also acknowledge that relationships have caused pain to us. And maybe not all of those have been nurturing. And so maybe what we'll remember today is the grace of God in the middle of some of that pain, because grace has been present for us. Remember when you discovered that you were, first time you discovered, or maybe when you discovered for real, it really sunk into your soul, that you were truly, unconditionally, permanently loved by the one who is grace to all of us. Mm-hmm. Let us pause for a moment in silent prayer and remember and thank God for that. And now our turn again. I finger one by one the messages of hope that awaited me at the crossroads. The smell of approval from those who held in their hands the reins of my security.
The tightening of the grip and the simple handshake when I feared the step before me in darkness. The whisper in my heart when the temptation was fiercest and the claims of appetite were not to be denied.
The crucial word said, the simple sentence from an open page when my decision hung in the balance.
And for all these, I make an act of thanksgiving this day.
And let's remember now a time in our lives when we were at a crossroads, when we were in one way or another, hanging on the brink of giving up or going on. Remember how God was with you in that dark time. Even in your exhaustion, do you remember feeling yourself being strengthened to rise up with eagle's wings? Or perhaps it was the whisper of God, that still small voice that offered you some steadfastness, some stability, some strength. Maybe through his guiding word, pointing the way for you, or even a friend offering a supportive hand.
Habakkuk 3:17 says, though the fig tree does not blossom, and there is no fruit on the vines, though the product of the olive oil fails, and the fields yield no food, though the flock is cut off from the fold, and there are no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will exult in the God of my salvation.
So here's another chance to rejoice in the Lord. For us to offer gratitude for God's goodness, even in the hard and the dark times of our lives, what we're going to do now is offer an opportunity for popcorn gratitude testimonies. Do you know what popcorn prayer is? It's just when we shout out something. Well, these are going to be popcorn gratitude testimonies.
That's and not corny at all, right?
Right. But that was. We're going to use the same format as the scriptures did. So, for example, though my car broke down, I praise God that I have a car. Or, though I lost my job, I am grateful that God will provide. Or you can keep it general. Though times are dark, I am trusting in God's light and love. Right? So, we're going to take some time now to thank God together in that way. Shout out your thanks and use that same format, though, and then I will. Though, and then I will. Give you a moment to think about that. And worship team, feel free to join us.
Though I did not get my zippered boots on today, I'm here because I finally got them on and I have my shoulder man cane right here who came also to help me walk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Though I lost my license, I'm glad I can walk and have a backpack.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
What were you going to say?
I think that I finally got my medicine after a month, and I will make sure I get it all the time.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Lord.
So my dad and others have COVID. I'm thankful for the nurses and doctors.
Yes, amen, and thank you, Lord.
Though my girlfriend Marie is a server in the nursing home, and we warned her, it's time to stop being a giver. You're going to get sick if she got fired. Because she wants to serve, and she wants on her epitaph the giver. So we need to intercede in prayer that she's better.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Though this has been an exhausting and intense year, yet I will rejoice in the joy of the Lord. It is my strength.
Yes. Yes.
So it has been exhausting here.
Yes.
I rejoice that I'm still here.
Amen. And thank you, Lord.
For those who couldn't hear, it was Sean's rejoicing that he is still here, despite a hard year. Yeah. We are too.
Yeah. And though my grandchildren had the beginnings of braces and put on their teeth and their mouths were hurting, yet, Lord, we thank you because the pain is diminishing and they'll get used to it over time. Thank you, Lord. Well, I think we have a congregational. Oh, they probably don't have it on the slide. Let's just say together. Yet I will praise the Lord. Let's do it again. Yet I will praise the Lord. Amen.
Seas it are shaken and stirred.
If that is not a testimony we can say every morning when we arise, maybe it's one we can say before we go to bed at night. Mm-hmm. Let us return to Howard Thurman's poem here. I pass before me the mainsprings of my heritage.
The fruits of labors of countless generations who lived before me, without whom my own life would have no meaning.
The seers who saw visions and dreamed dreams. The prophets who sensed a truth greater than the mind could grasp and whose words would only find fulfillment in the years which they would never see.
The workers whose sweat has watered the trees, the leaves of which are for the healing of the nations.
The pilgrims who set their sails for lands beyond all horizons, whose courage made paths into new worlds and far-off places. The saviors whose blood was shed with a recklessness that only a dream could inspire and God could command.
For all this, I make an act of thanksgiving this day.
Let's pause once again to reflect upon and be thankful for, in this case, those who have gone on before. And not just those that we have known personally, although we can include those. The saints who are the ones that we celebrated here a few weeks ago. The great cloud of witnesses in our life and in the world. The ones who have provided us with example of their courage and their perseverance and their faith to model for us what we can do in our own generation and in our own challenges. So let's pause for a moment, reflect upon those who the names you may know or you may not know, and let us thank God for those who have gone on before. Amen. I moved on you. One of the most meaningful traditions passed down to us from that great cloud of witnesses from the past is baptism. Jesus himself was baptized, even though he had no sins to repent of. He did it as a symbol to all that the new life is a matter of dying and coming back to life spiritually. It's what we've been talking about these past couple weeks here. So we can recognize and celebrate that we are dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. That we are saints in the sight of God and should be in the sight of each other. And that we are saved in every way possible. And today we get to celebrate all that for the second time this fall. Because a young member of our congregation has chosen this act of baptism through which she is proclaiming the death of something old and the birth of something new in her life. And this means that God now looks upon her, just as God looks upon all of us who are in Christ and remember our own baptism today, just as he looked upon Jesus when he emerged from his own baptism, when he came up out of the waters of the Jordan River. What did he say? This is my beloved son. This is my beloved daughter, with whom I am well pleased.
So does Sophie, who you're going to meet in just a moment. God is well pleased with you. He's pleased with you because he loves you. And he's pleased that you have decided to love him back. Just keep doing that your whole life long, Sophie. Love him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength. And love your neighbor as you love yourself. And let Jesus, who is in you, keep making you more and more like him every day.
In baptism, we accept God's love. We said that sin is a refusal of God's love. Accepting God's love is something we acknowledge here in baptism. We get his love all over us, like this water will soon splash over Sophie. And in his eyes, then, we are clean, wonderfully and beautifully and eternally clean. And what a story, then, we have to tell. So now, let's meet the one who's presented for baptism today and hear a little bit of her story.
So Sophie, come on up. and it is an honor to be standing up here with you today. Your mom and dad and your brother, Declan, your dad, Jason, and your mom, Carrie, you guys have been here for what, over 2 years, almost 3 years with us here at Hosanna? And I've had the privilege of watching Sophie change and grow into the beautiful young woman that is standing here today. And Sophie, I'm going to hand you the microphone. It's all wiped off. Okay? So I'm going to hand it back. She's going to share why she wanted to be baptized today.
So my walk with Christ started when I was very young with my mom and I just going to church every Sunday and sometimes singing together in it. Even though I loved praying and going to church, I never really thought about everything God has done for me and my family. Now that I'm much older and we're in these hard times, I've realized how much God loves me and how much he has done for me. Over the summer, there were a few times where I had so much fear that had a lot to do with Christ and where you go after death. I told my parents and called my grandparents about this, and it made me feel so much more comforted and gave me a lot of hope. Now I pray every night and read my Bible almost every morning when I wake up. I realize that with Christ, I can accomplish anything and that there is no reason to be fearful. Thank you.
That's awesome. Now, are you ready for this? Okay, once again, you know, this year we have to think creatively every time we do something. How do we do this in a way that is safe and good and appropriate for a young, mature woman of your age? And so I thought long and hard about this and came up with, I think, is the perfect solution. I posted this to Facebook this week and I got a few laughs about it. Would you want to do a super soaker baptism? No, we're not going to do it that way. Although, if you want it, you and your brother want to take that home, you're welcome to. No, we're going to do the same as we did for two others in October, and we're going to make sure you get thoroughly soaked in an appropriately social distance way. And it is indeed meaningful. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we baptize you today, Sophie. We're not done. Yay! But hang on for one moment.
But hang on for just one more moment, okay? Because Kelly Wenzel wanted to be here with all of us today to support you and encourage you, but she couldn't be. So I have something to read to you that Kelly wrote, okay? Hi, Sophie. I'm so sorry I couldn't be here with you in person today, but I'm here with you in spirit and watching your baptism on live stream. I have had the honor of watching your faith grow over the past few years as you have listened and learned and asked some great questions. You have come to this moment in your spiritual journey with a deep understanding of what it means to live your life for Jesus. And today is an outward testimony of that understanding. I have watched you be the hands and feet of Christ as you interact with others, which is an example of your faith in action and actively living out your relationship with him. I pray that as you continue your walk with Jesus, that you are surrounded by grace and love. May you always seek justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. Love, Kelly.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. Well, we made the water as cold as we possibly could, which is not true, no, but it probably is getting cold now. You can go get ready. Do you need a hand? Okay. For the rest of us who are a little bit drier and a little bit warmer, let's, as I said earlier, let's remember and thank God for our own baptism this morning. Let's remember and thank God for the amazing grace that has saved us and set us free once and for all. Why don't we sing about that?
Thank you.
breeze, how sweet the sound. And see who rich like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. T'was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious dear that grace appeared, the eye I first beheld. My chains are gone.
I linger over the meaning of my own life and the commitment to which I give the loyalty of my heart and mind.
The little purposes in which I have shared my loves, my desires, my gifts. The restlessness which bottoms all I do with its stark insistence that I have never done my best. I have never dared to reach for the highest.
What is it in your life that carries the deepest meaning? To what commitments do you give the loyalty of your heart and mind? No doubt there are many, many. And yet, as we thank God today for his unfailing loyalty and commitment to us, it's a good time for us to reflect on the meaning and the depth of our commitment and loyalty to God. And also to consider, what is it that might be hindering us from offering our whole selves? What is it that might be hindering you from offering every aspect of your life to him? Let's take a few moments, just in silence, to consider, how might Christ be more fully magnified in everything that you do every day? How might you answer, you know, that longing that Thurman was talking about, that insistence that I've never done my best for God? I might never have dared to reach for the highest that I was created to offer. Let's allow the Holy Spirit to speak to our spirits, speak to our minds and our hearts, and show us, is there anything in the way, any way in which you're being invited to deeper loyalty, greater meaning in your life for the sake of Christ in this world?
Timber's melody.
Children of God, as the waters cover the sea. Lord.
All these, and more than mind can think and heart can feel, I make as my sacrament of thanksgiving to thee, our Father, in humbleness of mind and simplicity of heart. Lord.
Many years ago, Jesus had dinner with his disciples, his friends. Mm-hmm. He knew what was happening next, and they didn't. He knew it would be the last meal that he would have with them before he gave up his life. They just thought it was another Passover meal. Nothing more, nothing less. Maybe if one or two of them were sensitive enough, they might have sensed that something was different about this one. But again, they might not have. And if we'd been there, would we have sensed it? I know probably I wouldn't have. Mm-hmm. And then Jesus took bread and he broke it. He said, I want you to eat this. And remember that my body is broken for you.
Yeah.
And then he took the cup and he blessed it and he said, I want you to drink this because my blood is going to be shed for you. And he said, do this in remembrance of me. And there's no way that they or us could have ever understood what that meant at that point in time. But as we look back, we know, we understand, and we realize that the bread and the cup were symbols. They were symbols of a life that was given up for us.
Yeah.
But a life that even as it was given up, just as a seed goes into the ground, dies, it would come back to life.
Yeah.
And so in the midst of that meal, there might have even been some sadness. In Jesus' part, we don't really know for sure, but there might have been. But it wasn't going to last long. Because Because as we know, joy comes in the morning. Yep. And joy did come. So, those of you who are here with us, you should have received a cup and a disposable cup with a wafer in it. So feel free to take that now. And those of you who are at home, please participate with us. And we're just going to be quiet for just a moment. As you think about that time, and if anyone is here who doesn't have one of these, please raise your hand, and the usher will come and bring you one. But let's just take this in silence for just a moment, and then we're going to sing again.
Jesus, Jesus,
To the end of our service already, and I want to close with a thank you to Sean Erb, who put most of this together for us, even though he wasn't able to be with us for it. And I want to thank Sean for the tone that he struck for this service. You know, we've been in the habit in recent years of doing a Thanksgiving celebration the Sunday before Thanksgiving. And many years, it's a bit more boisterous. It's louder, there's a lot more, you know, laughter, or it's a woo-hoo kind of experience. And there's reasons to woo-hoo, but this has not been a woo-hoo kind of year. So this service is maybe a little quieter. That doesn't make it any less meaningful. In fact, it probably makes it more meaningful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is the Thanksgiving that is given in the midst of it all.
Yeah.
It's what Paul told the Thessalonians, in everything give thanks. And by the way, the Thessalonians had it pretty tough.
Yeah.
And they learned that discipline, that heart, and they learned to be able to see the grace and the goodness of God in everything. Even though they knew that God had not caused everything and that everything that was happening to them was not good, what they wanted.
Yeah.
And God continued to work. And the same is true for us. So thank you for joining us for this sacrament of Thanksgiving. Yeah. A sacrament is a way that grace is renewed or given to us. And this has been a grace moment.
Tony, can I just say, just in addition to what you're saying too, I guess to reiterate and emphasize, our circumstances have changed drastically since last year this time. Even so, although our circumstances have changed drastically from last year, even so, our circumstances don't change God. And that's the one that we're celebrating. This is the one that we're thanking, the unchanging, eternal one who is with us through it all, like we sang earlier. And so I think I just want to emphasize and say, thank God we have God. I know as I pray, I don't know how people make it through. We're living, I mean, can we say the word unprecedented one more time? We're living through unprecedented times. But God is with us. God doesn't change. God is our hope and our salvation. God is the one who provides for all the needs, and he is trustworthy. So I just wanted to lend my voice to what Tony was saying and ask that you would, over the coming week especially, and then at Thanksgiving, we don't know what's happening with each of your families, and I know there's a lot of heartache right now because families are not able to get together in some circumstances to eat together. But thank God we're connected. that invisible eternal God connects us invisibly through his Spirit. So let's pray for everyone this coming Thursday. Let's pray, and let's also pray for those who do not know this God, that this coming year might be the year when the circumstances have changed enough that those without God might feel the need to consider again that there just might be one. Let's pray for that together.
So I'm going to conclude with a bit of a blessing, slightly modified from Psalm 100, which says, "Enter his courts with thanksgiving." Well, we have entered. Now let us time to depart his gates with thanksgiving. Take the thanksgiving with you. Depart his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever.
Amen.
His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Thank you, Lord.
And Amen. It is true. Go with that blessing.
Amen. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.